Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A warmer friendly hello, welcome to Lumpy Las Vegas for Jessica Soups with myself, Greg Hoops Pearson, now part of the Easton Family Podcast. We've got a great podcast for you. So in the second segment, going to be joined by Carter Elliott. He does a great job over there at the Field of 68 along with Sleepers Media. Also does the show Unscripted. You're able to catch that podcast wherever you find this podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, list goes on and on. We're going to be talking with him in the second segment about really the lack of moves that we've been seeing in much of the Big Ten. And there is one big cog that is still out there with regards to college basketball in terms of the transfer portal. That would be Imani Bates. We're going to be taking a look at how, because he's been waiting so long to be able to find a place to go, and that might impact where he winds up going for one, and if that might not allow him to be able to get on the same page with many of his teammates as well. So we're going to be diving into that ordeal with him, along with talking about some of the teams that he feels have been under the radar doing a solid job this offseason. And then in the final segment, going to give you guys a little bit of a recap as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball on Friday. We don't have as many from Friday. Things are starting to become a little bit more bare on that front. So I am starting up more conference previews. I've already done 4 of them. So we're going to be continuing on with these, as I always like to say, about 1.5 per week when it comes to the offseason. And if you do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of 2 ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @GUnit_81. Keep in mind, letters CM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast. By that 5-star review, really didn't wind up getting in a lot of Twitter questions today, but we did wind up having a great chat with Carter, so we're going to be hitting that next right here on Costco Soups with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the Houston Family Podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Jessica Seeps with myself, Greg Pierce, and now a part of the VSIN Family Podcast. And it is great to be joined by our guests as we got one half of the Sleepers media team and a man that is doing great work over there at the Field of 68 as he does the Unscripted podcast. Wherever you're able to find this podcast, you're able to get that podcast. That would be Carter Elliott. He, much like myself, is a D3 graduate. He was at Albion College out there in the great state of Michigan. So I always have an appreciation for gentlemen that come from the D3 ranks. And for Carter, you're able to follow him on Twitter at Carter Elliott. And then you've got two underscores on the back half of Elliott. And Carter, it is great to have you aboard, my friend. Thank you.
Greg, always good to talk to you. Always good to hear from you. Thanks for having me on. Love the D3 love. Always a star, too. You know, that's my favorite thing. Us D3 guys, we got to stick together.
Oh, I'm right there with you. And with schools like Lindenwood getting their call up to the D1 level, you never know. Maybe Albion College and UW Oshkosh will be like a rising league rivalry in like 15 years or something like that. One can dream. Okay. So that would be absolutely excellent. But with that said, what we've got right now is the rising league is not as hot and heavy as what we're seeing with regards to a lot of these major teams making moves. And there's still one move that needs to be made because Pete Nance coming off the board was one of the last of the big transfers. But there's one guy remaining out there that we need to talk about. And he's from your neck of the woods out there in the state of Michigan. Imani Bates wanted going to Memphis last year. Clearly just was not a fit for either the team or himself. He's still dangling out there in the transfer portal. We've heard a lot with Louisville perhaps being in on him, a lot of different Michigan teams, and then just teams in the Midwest in general. DePaul has been a team that has really been hot on his heels trying to be able to bring him, and they've been in the running. But I just don't know what to make out of this situation right now because it was sounding like he was going to make a decision a few weeks ago. That did not wind up happening. He's had this list of, I believe, five for quite a while. I don't know if you've heard anything recently, but it's just been a very strange ordeal. And I feel like with every passing day in which he doesn't wind up picking a school, he just falls farther and farther behind with building chemistry with his future teammates.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Greg. And from my point of view and from things that I've heard in circles around me, the farther it gets along in this process, I think the longer shot it is of him actually playing at a bigger school. Like you said a couple weeks ago, it was said that Louisville was in the lead, they had an NIL package for him, and it was almost set in stone deal that Michigan comes along, comes into the fold. There's even been Illinois rumblings as well. But, you know, we're at a point right now, the transfer portal's basically wrapped up. He's the one remaining piece in the portal. These teams are taking shape. They have their freshmen on campus, most teams, all their new transfers on campus as well. And teams are underway preparing for next season. And he is not there and he is not in the fold. He's not in the game plan that coaches have been coming up with throughout the summer. So for me, I know it might be a long shot, but I think that Imani might end up just back home at Eastern Michigan in Ypsilanti. I would not be surprised if he ends up there or maybe at a smaller level school where he can get high usage, play the type of basketball he wants to play, And, you know, maybe he can kind of get the whole hometown hero coming back home thing to get his college career back on track. I truly think that he can. I've said this before. I think I talked about you with this before, Greg. I still think that there's a talented kid there. This is a kid that went into college a year early. He might have some issues as far as his circle and coaching and needing some fine tuning to his skill. But the skill set is there. And I believe there's a good player in Amani Bates. It's just whether he can reach that or not.
Yep, and I do think that just such a big part of it as well is being able to find that fit. And we saw with a lot of guys last year as well that they wanted coming late. It wasn't until later on in the season that Remy Martin was able to find his form with Kansas. And obviously when he was able to find his rhythm, that was a Kansas team that wound up winning a national title. But with Texas last season, that Marcus Carr situation was not great. So I feel like if you wind up having a bad circumstance where you have a lot of the pieces set in stone, like I take a look at a team like a Louisville that they brought in a lot of pieces here in the offseason. I just don't think that that would necessarily be a good fit for him. DePaul, I think, is something that could wind up making sense. But to your point, I honestly feel like Eastern Michigan would be perfect because Eastern Michigan is not a team that wound up having that one dominant score. They're looking to lay a little bit of a new foundation with a second-year coach as well. So I honestly think that that would be the best landing spot for them because along with going to a lot of those Power 5 schools as well, I think a lot of those guys are like 4- and 5-star recruits. They'd be a little bit put off by a guy coming in late June, early July, and just becoming the number one option where I think that that's a little bit more passable at a school like Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, he would have the ability to show his skill set at a school like Eastern Michigan. It is a program, like you said, under second-year coach, who I'm a big fan of in general, just in a basketball standpoint. I truly think that they can get that program on track. You know, I think that there's a lot of talent in the city of Ipsy, just basketball-wise. I'm from kind of the suburb of Detroit area, but I have, you know, been to Ypsilanti and seen basketball talent from that area. And I think it'd be a pretty cool story to get a guy like Amani Bates to a school in his hometown and kind of like a redemption tour type thing. I think it'd be feel good and I would be rooting for the kid. And I think he would have a lot of people in his corner as well, because at a school like Memphis, he was ridiculed, to be honest. And, you know, whether it's fair or whether it's not, Memphis was playing winning basketball without Amani Bates and he was ridiculed for it, whether that's deserving or not. I don't think he'd be in that situation at Eastern. He'd be able to do his thing. He'd be able to play his game. And they're not expecting him to come in and take them to the tournament or win the MAC or anything like that. He would just be able to play his game. The city of Ipsy would be behind him. I think it'd be a feel-good story.
Yep, I totally agree with you. It's been a school in Eastern Michigan that they haven't been to the NCAA tournament in 25 years. So just being able to get a little bit of success, I feel like would be very good for that program. Be able to get them a little bit further up towards the top of the MAC, as it's been a rough last few seasons for Eastern Michigan, as Carter Elliott is joining me on the podcast, does a terrific job over there with the Unscripted podcast, which a lot of that has to do with Michigan State basketball. And let's dive into Michigan State, because I still feel like Tom Izzo does an absolutely amazing job year in and year out being able to get the most out of his guys. But I'm not sure about your point of view on this, but I just take a look at Michigan State and the roster building has left a little bit of something to be desired. I don't think that a lot of people were too surprised that Max Christie wound up leaving the program. I mean, his stock wound up falling a little bit with regards to the NBA draft, but that was a move that I thought was going to be coming to the forefront. But I just take a look at Michigan State, the fact that they've really done a whole lot of nothing in terms of the transfer portal. And it's just been a little bit befuddling to me, because with Michigan State, the big thing for them is that they didn't have that one go-to scorer last year, which I thought wound up hurting them. And this year, I take a look at the roster, and I don't know about you, but I really don't see a go-to scorer on this roster either.
I don't necessarily know who can be that go-to. I think there's guys that have the ability to be a go-to guy, but it's more so of a hoping type situation. I think that there's still a jump that Malik Hall can make. I can point to games last year and flashes that he had where he looked like an all Big Ten player and looked like a guy could be a go-to guy, especially if he's able to knock down his shot but also get to the cup as a mismatch being guarded by some bigger players in the Big Ten. A guy like Tyson Walker is somebody who has shown the ability to score at schools like Northeastern, but last year he was tentative, not aggressive, and I don't want to really bank on that changing necessarily. So there was some glaring needs, I thought, coming into this summer And to be quite frank, I don't feel like they were addressed, whether it's Izzo not, you know, necessarily seeing what he wanted in the transfer portal or not using the transfer portal, or there could be many other factors with how this is going. But I saw it as we came into this summer with some needs. I mean, just to not sugarcoat it, those needs weren't addressed. So here we are. And, you know, I still think there's some pieces with this team that, you know, we can get into, but you know, as far as needs and having that score, I was really looking for us to add somebody on the wing who can get a bucket and also add some depth in the front court to go along with Jackson Kohler and Maddie Sissoko this year. And we didn't really get that. It's actually disappointing that that's how kind of it shook out this summer.
Yep. And if there is one good thing for Michigan State, it just feels like the conference in general in the Big Ten, they haven't embraced the transfer portal. I honestly think that Illinois has done the best job at the transfer portal. They go out, they get Matthew Meyer. They've done a solid job with regards to being able to recruit. Bringing in Sky Clark, I think, is very good for them. And I think that Illinois is going to get rewarded. I know that a lot of people have Indiana as their number one team in the Big Ten. I look at Illinois, and I take a look at the way that Brad Underwood has been able to coach in general, because he's been malleable. He used to be a guy that would play that full court pressing style that made him so successful at Stephen F. Austin. And with Kofi Coburn in the fold, they completely scrapped that and they wound up going to Coburn down low. So I think that he's going to be able to make it work in Illinois. They made some good moves, and I'd be remiss to not mention the fact that Ohio State in recent years under Chris Holtman, they brought in some solid transfers. Michigan, they don't bring in a ton of transfers, but they always find that one to two good pieces. But much of the Big Ten, it feels like it's behind the times a little bit. They try to go with a four-year developmental process, and that just doesn't work in this day and age in which you've got north of 1,400 players in the transfer portal, because how many guys are actually going to stick around for 3+ years to be able to allow that development process to happen?
And it is a situation for me, and this is how I look at it. You can feel whatever way you want about the transfer portal. That's your prerogative. You could hate it. You could love it. You could be so-so on it. As a coach of a basketball team, if you want to give your team the best chance to win and put your players in the best situation possible, and I personally feel like you have to use the transfer portal in today's day and age to give yourself maybe the best chance to win, especially if you're not, you know, recruiting at the high school level is great. You know, you want to bring in a solid class, but this transfer portal is giving you something else. If you're not able to get those recruits, you have a whole nother avenue to go get players and to add pieces that you need. And like you said, there are so many players in the transfer portal that do so many different things, and you can go handpick these players, identify what your team's needs are, and bring that player into the fold, and it can affect your team positively. People have said, just going back to Tom Izzo, as far as what his thoughts are in the transfer portal, I think he'll tell you himself, he's not the biggest fan of it. But, you know, you cannot be the biggest fan of it and still use it, I think, because you need to realize that in order to play winning basketball, that's probably the best approach, or to get you over that hump, or to improve your team, you can use that as a resource.
Yep, I am in total agreement with you there. And I mean, you take a look at a lot of the teams that have made the Final Four. It's not like they're getting like 10 guys in the transfer portal or anything like that, but they're getting a key piece along with maybe a guy that's coming off the bench, give them 10 minutes, 5 fouls, things like that, to be able to help out just a little bit. So, I mean, you don't need to wind up going the Arkansas route and just have 5 starters are coming out of the transfer portal or anything like that. But with that said, completely neglecting it like many of these schools out there in the Big Ten have, you're someone that you're a little bit more of a fan of Michigan State, I'm more of a fan of Wisconsin, and I think that we're both chucking up our hands saying, like, what the heck are these teams doing? That right. Certainly has been a little bit of an issue there, as we'd have Carter Elliott joining me on the podcast, and it's a big reason why coming into the season, you just take a look at these way too early top 25s, all the top 10s and everything like that. The Big Ten is way down, and the schools that are towards the top are the ones that wound up utilizing transfers, like North Carolina. Currently, I've got them neck and neck with Gonzaga as my number one team. I've got North Carolina very slight number one, Gonzaga very slight number two. And once again, it's not like those two schools wound up going on. They wound up getting 15 transfers, but they kept their own, and then they wound up adding one big piece, Malachi Smith for Gonzaga, North Carolina. they wind up being able to bring in, ironically enough, someone from the Big Ten in Pete Nance. You take a look at Houston, and it's not like they've got a bunch of big bomber transfers that are coming in, but they wind up adding in their one or two guys every offseason. They seem to be able to make it work, and I think that this is really the approach to taking college basketball. Arkansas, I think, is doing it really well right now. You wind up doing a solid job of bringing in some talent in the high school ranks, but on top of that, you bring in those one or two pieces with regards to the transfer portal. You keep guys around for a few years, and all of a sudden, you're able to build yourself a winning program. And I look at those top three teams. I don't know if you've got any argument with those three, but I think all three have done it right.
Oh, yeah, I think they've done it right 100%. As a Michigan State fan and just a Big Ten basketball fan in general, I mean, I love all college basketball, but obviously I have an emphasis being in from the Midwest and watching Big Ten basketball. And what North Carolina is getting in Pete Nance is a great ad. You're looking at a guy who, unfortunately, you know, the situation at Northwestern wasn't the best. You know, he had guys like Boo Booey, Ty Berry, Chase Audige. Chris Collins didn't necessarily do the best job. But Pete Nance, as a basketball player and from a talent standpoint, I mean, the things he can do, I think, is off the charts. He has the height. He has the athleticism. He has the ability to shoot. I think he has some ability as a rim protector as well. I think they did a great job. I mean, in UNC losing Manek and bringing a guy like Pete Nance in, I was a huge Manek fan, and this is no slight to him at all. But I think they upgraded at that position by bringing in a player like Pete Nance, and I'm very excited to see him in that fold. We will be seeing him, I think, with this UNC team playing meaningful basketball into March and in the NCAA tournament, which is not something he's been able to do these past couple of years.
Yeah, I think that Pete Nance is going to be a terrific ad for North Carolina. I mean, he's not quite the same as Brady Manek, but you can't get much closer to Brady Manek than what you're getting in Pete Nance. He's an inch or two taller, a little bit of a lower volume three-point shooter, but does a lot of the same things that he does. And I just thought that that was a match made in heaven right there. So I think that they're going to be in for a very big year. And just when it comes to teams that you take a look at them and you think, man, they have done a great job this offseason and they're maybe not getting the love that they deserve. Is there one or two teams that really come to mind for you, Carter? I've been asking this to a lot of the guests I've been having on the podcast the last few weeks, just because I always want to try to sort of pick the brains of some of the best in college basketball as to some teams that they're looking at that have sort of went under the radar. Is there a team or two that you just take a look at them and you think, man, they should be getting a little bit more love for what they've done?
Early on, I thought Texas Tech was getting a lot of love. I think it fell off a little bit with some additions of guys like Malachi Smith to Gonzaga and, you know, Pete Nance to North Carolina. But I think they did a great job in the transfer portal. I think Davion Harmon was an underrated ad for them. Fardaws from Utah Valley, I think, was a great ad for them. They've done a great job in the transfer portal. I think they did some good things. And then as far as a team we spoke about early on in the transfer portal, but I feel like right now they're kind of on the back burner. I'm still all in on Creighton. They didn't have that many ads. They only added Baylor Shireman. But I think they did a great job of identifying kind of what just something to enhance the returning pieces they have. And I think that Baylor Shireman is the perfect piece for that to come into the fold. If they can get Neb Hart back healthy, get Kalkbrenner back healthy, you get jumps from guys like Kaluma and Trey Alexander, who I think has the potential to be an NBA first-round pick if he continues to develop. I really love that Creighton team, and I think they can do some good things. So those are two teams I think have done kind of under the radar. Another under-the-radar one for me is what Todd Golden is doing down at Florida. I think he's had some sneaky good ads. Interested to see kind of how he would operate in that SEC cutthroat space. And I think he's off to a good start with some of the pieces he was able to add.
Todd Golden is doing a terrific job over there at Florida, and really the SEC, all the coaching hires that they've made, I am relatively high on them. Now, I do think that it's going to take a little bit of time for South Carolina to really be able to get up to snuff. It was a case in which I felt like Lamont Paris needed a few years over there at Chattanooga to be able to get things online. I think that it's going to be the same for the Gamecocks, a school which we're going to call what it is, other than the 2016 Final Four. They don't have much of a basketball pedigree, but I do think that the SEC in general has done a great job with their coaching moves. You mentioned Creighton out there in the Big East, just that entire conference. I've asked so many people that question, and the most frequent answer is some sort of a team out there in the Big East. And I mean, it's like five or six different teams. UConn, you're able to throw in there Providence. I love what Xavier's been able to do. Butler, the list goes on and on. So.
Butler's done a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Thad Matta, I think, has done a great job not only adding players, but also the additions he's made to his staff as well. I think he's done a great job putting together a staff. So definitely big things in the Big East. You mentioned Providence Cooley. He's a guy who's been, you know, found success in the transfer portal as well last year. The addition of Bryce Hopkins and Devin Carter, they've done some good things. But yeah, I mean, Thad Matta, I'm a Big Ten guy, so I know what Thad Matta is all about. It's been a while since he's been at the coaching ranks, and I didn't know how necessarily he was going to adapt to kind of this new era of transfer portal. I'll be the first to raise my hand and say he proved me wrong. I mean, he's been doing great things. I didn't necessarily doubt that he would win or do good things at Butler, but I didn't know that he would be able to kind of attack the transfer portal the way he's done. So kudos to Thad Matta for what he's doing right now.
And I'll give kudos to another coach that has been out of the ranks for a few years, has come in and done an amazing job. Steve Lavin at San Diego. I mean, boy, They have done a really good job this offseason. So some of the old guys have really been able to adapt, and they've been able to step up to the plate. But a man that he's always with the times, a man that always provides A-plus content. That'd be you, Carter. You and our good friend Greg Waddell over there at Sleepers Media do absolutely terrific work. I know that you guys did a great job of being able to break things down for the NBA draft. I know that you guys are getting set for a big offseason of previewing some hoops. You guys do a terrific job over there with the Unscripted Podcast, The Field of 68, and many other things as well. So let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and everything that you've got going on in general.
Yep, so you can find all of Greg and I's stuff at Sleepers Media on Twitter, Instagram. We have our YouTube channel as well, where we post video content of all our things. And you can find us on any service that you stream podcasts on as well. Just type in Sleepers Media. You'll be able to find our stuff. We got a lot of stuff coming up for this year. We're very excited. It was a summer of movement, and now guys are kind of in the place they're going to be. Guys are in the NBA. They're on their way to the NBA with the draft. So teams are set. I can feel the college basketball coming in. I'm excited to just watch college basketball and get guys to finally lace it up. You have a whole summer of think pieces and just going over your team and talking about your team. And then, you know, I just want to get to the point where we're lacing it up and watching college basketball.
Oh, I am right there with you. It is going to be, in my opinion, an amazing college basketball season because I rattled off my top three in college basketball. I wouldn't be surprised if none of those three wind up making the Final Four and we wind up seeing things go completely harebrained because we mentioned it with the transfer portal. It gives everyone a shot in this day and age of being able to compete in college basketball. I think that it's as tight as ever at the top. I think that it's going to be a very competitive year. I think that we're going to see a high level of basketball with so many fifth-year guys as well. And I know that Carter and Greg are going to be there every step of the way for Sleepers Media along with the Field of 68. And it was Carter who joined me today and delivered the goods. So big thanks to him for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing over the last 24 hours.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Eames Spears, and now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. Always great to get Carter Elliott on the show. Going to be very interesting to see what we wind up having with Amani Bates and where he winds up landing. And I'm sure that you can tell from the frustration for both of us, the fact that we haven't seen necessarily a whole boatload moves from the Big Ten. But with that said, I do think that it's going to be very fascinating to what we wind up getting on both fronts. And Carter doing an absolutely terrific job over there with the Field of 68, along with Sleepers Media, the podcast that they do, Unscripted. You're able to find that wherever you get this podcast as well. So big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wind up seeing in college basketball on Friday. not necessarily a lot going on, but with that said, we did wind up seeing one big move with Memphis. Being able to bring in Keyonte Kennedy, and Memphis has really been hitting the transfer portal in terms of these late moves quite a bit, as Emmanuel Aicott, someone who was at Boise State last year, a double-figure scorer, a guy with good versatility. He wanted to sign to go into the program about a week or so ago as well, so it can be interesting to see what Memphis winds up doing, because you did wind up having last season a little bit of a down year for DeAndre Williams in terms of his three-point shooting. I think that he's going to be able to bounce back there. Kendrick Davis, absolutely massive transfer add-in. You could be looking at a case in which three out of the five starters for Memphis do wind up being transfers. This is now a very old team after they were really going after a lot of one-and-done guys back with James Wiseman a few seasons ago. So I'm very fascinated to see Memphis this season, but I think that it's a very good add for them. With Kennedy, he did wind up missing a few games due to injury last season, but at 6'5", nice combo player that was able to put up 14 points, 6 boards, shot 32% from 3-point range. You'd like to see it be a little bit higher, but tenacious on defense, 1.8 steals per contest. That is what Memphis is all about. I expect Memphis to be, once again, a little bit more of an up-tempo team, even though they do bring in a guy in Aicott that played a little bit more of a slow and slow style at Boise State, Kendrick Davis. He's used to running a show very well, so I think that that is going to be a team that is going to be one to be reckoned with out there on the national landscape, and Penny Hardaway was able to coach that team up much better towards the back half of the season. We did see one guy go down to the 91 level. That would be PJ Carter, 6'5" gentleman from Campbell, who just couldn't wind up seeing a lot of minutes, averaged right around 1.5 points per game the last two seasons. He's going down to Georgia Highlands College. Very easy for your handicap. All you need to notice that Mr. Carter, he was at the D1 level. Now he's no longer at the D1 level. Cross him off your list of names of guys to evaluate and move on. And then Ethan Ugabanugo. He was playing at North Dakota last season, was able to put up some relatively solid numbers, right around 8.5 points per contest, shot 35.8% from three last season. Season before, with right around 8.5 points per contest, 37% three-point shooter. He's going to be heading to CSUN Cal State Northridge. It is a Cal State Northridge team that I was very low on. If you wind up seeing my conference preview of the Big West, I wound up having them in the bottom two, and I still think that they're going to be a bottom two team because Trent Johnson, he's got a massive overhaul that he's going through. It's really been a case in which CSUN in general, if you wound up listening to Steve Quist, who wound up joining me on that Big West preview podcast a few days ago, they've got a bunch of interim coaches. They wound up having to clean up shop in general. They wound up having to do so with regards to the basketball program because Mark Gottfried just left it in a wide disarray, so that was not necessarily too terrific, but they do bring in Ugbanugo. They also bring in Deshaun Allen Eikens. He wound up beginning his career out there in North Dakota as well. Wound up going to New Orleans. Couldn't really find it there. Deontay Bostic is someone that wound up seeing a couple minutes at Murray State, but was never necessarily the guy. De'Aaron Tucker, I don't think that he's going to be able to come in, do a lot for this team. They do wind up losing Elijah Hardy from last season as well. Aiden Wright, I will say, 14.5 points per game for the team last season, but they didn't have a single guy on the roster that averaged more than 4.8 rebounds per game. So I do think that it's going to be another relatively tough year for them, but I think that it's going to be a little bit easier to be able to evaluate things with all that's being provided with this podcast. Going to be continuing our look at with all these conference previews. We're through four right now. Going to be looking at doing the Big Sky along with the CAA in coming days. I'm right now rounding up guests to be able to do so for those two. And if you do like what you're hearing from the fine podcast, Ghost to Ghost Soups, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And if you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letter CM, name does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks once again to Carter Elliott of Sleepers Media on the Field of 68 for joining me in the last segment. Coming at you guys every single day, looking at the news and notes of college basketball in the offseason, along with conference previews, and then once we get in-season picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I'll chat with you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.